Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and a garden tour. I love going on my garden tours. We're starting to plan the next one for next year.
Super excited. I love you going on them too because you bring me back some cool stuff.
One day we're going to go together. I just know that. And I want to wish everyone a happy Father's Day to all the dads and grandpas and peepaws, all the uncles and brothers and, you know, just wonderful happy Father's Day. Enjoy. And we have a great show for you. We've got great text messages coming up on ground covers and shade trees and all sorts of good information. 1-888-455-2967 is the phone call, but you want to wait until about 8:30. We have a great interview coming up, but you can text me anytime just to get it on the board so we know at the very last minute they all start coming in. Everybody starts waking up at like 8:45, and I want to make sure I get to everyone's messages as well. So let's hear from John Denver. It's Dirty Word of the Day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the Dirty Word of the Day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the Dirty Word of the Day is propolis. First coined in 15th century medieval Latin, propolis comes from the Greek words for and city. Propolis, or bee glue, is a resinous mixture that honeybees produce by mixing saliva and beeswax with exudate gathered from tree buds, sap flows, or other botanical sources. It is used as a sealant for unwanted open spaces in the beehive. Propolis is used for small gaps, about 1 1/4 inch or less, while gaps larger than the bee space, 3 to 8 inches, are usually filled with burr comb. Its color varies depending on its botanical source, with dark brown as the most common. Propolis is sticky above 66 degrees Fahrenheit, while at lower temperatures, it becomes hard and brittle. The chemical composition and nature of propolis depends on the environmental conditions and harvested resources. Some of the mixed types of propolis can be found with two or more sources, such as aspen, alders, beeches, hornbeams, poplars, willows, and yuccas. The bees use propolis to seal their hives, while humans use it for medicine. Propolis contains more than 300 chemical compounds, most of which are antioxidants and immune system boosters, with propolis to protect the colony from the elements such as rain and cold winter. Propolis is, bees usually carry waste out and away from the hive, but if a small lizard or mouse, for example, finds its way into the hive and dies there, bees may be unable to carry it. Of course, they can't carry it out through the hive entrance. In that case, they would attempt instead to seal the carcass in propolis, essentially mummifying it and making it odorless and harmless. Propolis is used by some string instrument makers, violinists, violas, cellos, and basses, as a varnish ingredient. A tincture of propolis may be used to seal the surface of a newly made violin family, bridges, and may be used in the maintenance of the bores of the pan flute tubes. So the dirty word of the day, in honor of National Pollinator Week, is propolis. So see how you can use that in your conversation this week. You know, you could say, honey, there's a gap by the door. Maybe we can use some propolis to seal it so we don't have a draft. I guess you could use it for doors and and gaps inside a home. It's natural. So the dirty word of the day is propolis, and you can find that on our website, betterlawns.com.
So it's a gap filler?
A gap filler.
Okay.
Okay? But it's, I was surprised to see how much medicines, antioxidants, and different organic medicines.
Now I watch a bee show that just became popular, but I've only seen one season of it, and I haven't seen them put a brand new one, and it's about a gentleman in Texas who goes around and saves the bees and relocates them and this and that and has his own company. And I've seen him, which kind of made me puke in my mouth a little bit, because he took a couch apart and then there was the huge beehive, which that's great. It's full of honey. But then he started eating it. And I'm like, oh, what was in that couch? And now the honey. So then you're saying that they cover up mice or whatever's invaded.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah, no.
You're welcome.
Would that be like a vibrating couch, you know, with the humming going on?
Ooh, yeah.
You know, I mean, wouldn't you be able to feel the bees in it?
That would be good. That's a duel. Not only can you get fed, but you can get massaged at the same time. Okay.
There you go. All right. And so you can check that out on betterlawns.com. Coming up, we are going to be celebrating National Mosquito Control Awareness Week with Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Bill Stengel's with us. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The wind in your hair, the sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Worried about losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Before we left the hospital, my daughter received her newborn hearing screening. It only took a couple of minutes, and it was a painless test.
When our son was born, the doctors tested his heart and found out his blood oxygen levels were low. As a dad, nothing is more important than your child's health.
It was that initial screening that led to her early identification of hearing loss.
And as a result, we found out about our baby's rare condition, which allowed us to review treatment options quickly.
Go to FloridaNewbornScreening.com to learn more.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. June 19th through the 26th is National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. And it's important here in Florida that we help protect our landscapes and our families from getting mosquitoes. So joining us right now is Bill Stengel. He's the National Sales Manager for Summit Responsible Solutions. And good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. One of the biggest questions I get from northern friends and family is, how do you handle all those mosquitoes in Florida? And so I want to know, Bill, is it a problem nationwide or just in Florida?
Well, Florida is certainly a huge area for mosquitoes, but this year it really appears to be nationwide. All across the country, there's been significant rainfall. Mosquitoes need water to reproduce, and boy, are they reproducing.
Yeah, it is. And so is it just something for homeowners on lakes and other water bodies? Will we ever be rid of mosquitoes?
Well, unfortunately, we will never be rid of mosquitoes. But what we want to try to do in our own little home plots is reduce the mosquito population, get it down to manageable levels so that you're not bitten every 2 seconds when you're outside.
And so how can people be mosquito smart?
Well, the first thing we advise people to do is walk outside, walk around the house, take an inventory of the property, and try to find any place that there could be standing water, because that's what mosquitoes need, standing water. And standing water as little as a thimbleful. So you really have to have a sharp eye and look out for those toys that are laying in the yard that are collecting water, a wheelbarrow that's in the corner collecting water. Check your rain gutters, because that is a huge problem for people. Out of sight, out of mind, but you got to look up, you got to climb up on the ladder and go, oh my heavens, look at all the water in these things.
Right, because they get backed up, right, with debris and all kinds of things that fall out of the trees.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's a mosquito condo right there.
And so even in mulch, the big, heavy, large bark pieces, it can hold a thimble full of water, right?
Sure. A lot of areas of the country, probably not so much in Florida, but people that use firewood, they cut firewood, they put tarps over it, the plastic tarps, and those plastic tarps are not 100% smooth. They get ripply, and water sits in those ripples, and that's a huge area for mosquitoes.
Yeah, that certainly would be. So Summit Responsible Solutions has environmentally friendly solutions, which you call mosquito bits and dunks. And so describe what it is.
Okay, the active ingredient in both mosquito bits and mosquito dunks is a bacteria, a naturally occurring soil-borne bacteria, commonly referred to as BTI. BTI is short for Bacillus thuringiensis israeliensis. So it's a bacillus that was discovered actually in a desert in Israel. An entomologist was doing work out there and stumbled upon a couple of ponds, one of which was full of mosquito larvae and the other which had none. So, the curiosity got to him, and he did some tests and discovered the BTI and, found that BTI, when ingested by a mosquito larva, is 100% lethal to them. Fortunately, it is absolutely harmless to, people and pets and birds and beneficial insects and all the good things around.
That's fascinating. I did not know that about the Israel location. That's very interesting. So what about, we're coming up on summertime, a lot of family events, parties, Father's Day weekend coming up. Do you have a solution for controlling mosquitoes safely all around the yard?
Well, for adult mosquitoes, unfortunately, there isn't anything as safe to use as the mosquito bits or mosquito dunks. To kill adult mosquitoes, you have to rely on a chemical control. And there are a lot of different chemical controls. We have one that we have, which we think is very good. It's a low toxicity product. It's very safe to use around people, pets. But like any chemical control, you want to make sure you read the directions carefully before you apply it. One common mistake that people make is they buy these products and they just douse their whole yard in it. And in fact, out in the middle of the yard, chances of mosquitoes being there is pretty slim. Mosquitoes are actually nectar feeders, so they're flying around. They're looking for things to eat. They feed on nectar most of the time. It's just the female mosquito, when she needs to lay eggs, when she needs to breed, that's when they need a blood meal. They need the protein to be able to develop the eggs, and that's what happens when you get bitten. You're bitten by a female mosquito looking to reproduce.
Yeah.
But they're weak flyers. They're flying around, and what you want to do is find those places where they could land. So typically, shrubbery, vertical surfaces like fence posts and deck posts and cool shaded areas like carports, and you spray around your windows and doors and spray around your patio furniture, and that will really reduce a lot of the instances of adult mosquitoes.
Okay, and what is Summit Responsible Solutions product? You started to mention the name.
It's Mosquito and Gnat Barrier.
So it will handle gnats at dust time then, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, that's a great thing to know. And so I will tell you that your mosquito bits have saved my sanity indoors with fungal gnats in my planters, in my potted plants. And so describe the benefits of using mosquito bits indoors.
Well, it's strictly for fungus gnat control. Fungus gnats are actually in the same family as mosquitoes. So fungus gnats, if you look real closely and you need a magnifying glass to see it, they look like tiny mosquitoes, the adults. And the fungus gnat larva reproduces not in standing water, but in decaying organic matter. So potting soil is a perfect vehicle for fungus gnat reproduction. So the adults lay their eggs on the soil. The eggs turn into larvae. The larvae are down in the soil and they're feeding on the decaying material. They're feeding on plant roots, and then they become adults and they emerge from the soil in a cloud of black fungus gnat adults.
Yeah.
So the mosquito bit larva, when mixed with water and you water your plants, the mosquito bits get down into the soil. The fungus gnats, when they're consuming everything else, they consume the mosquito bit bacteria, and it's lethal to them just as it is to mosquito larvae.
Excellent.
So you break the life cycle.
Excellent. I know that I just couldn't believe it. I said, Teresa, you have fungus gnats. And I was shocked. And so, I got the mosquito bits, and sure enough, it took care of it. Now, so National Mosquito Control Week is June 19th through the 26th, but we also have Asian Cycad Scale all year long. Now, what is your solution for Asian cycad scale?
We have a product called year-round spray oil. So it is a superior grade horticultural oil that kills the cycad scale by suffocation. So it's not a neurotoxin. It just simply is applied over the sago palms, and it covers the scale. The scale can't breathe, so they die. And you know, weekly treatments with that, it's just a great product, and you're really relatively safe to use around everything else. So we recommend spraying in the morning or the evening so that you don't have the hot sun beating down on it and giving you a possible sunburn on your plants. But spray thoroughly the tops of the leaves, the bottoms, the undersides. I mean, this scale is something else. So you really got to make sure it's totally covered.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And so for those people who would like to get your product, we are listened to all over the world and syndicated. So where can they find Summit Responsible Solution products, mosquito bits and dunks, mosquito dunks, and then also year-round oil spray?
So carried by a lot of garden centers, some hardware stores. You can find some of the products in some of the mass merchant stores. You can always come to our website, summitresponsiblesolutions.com, and then there's a number of other internet retailers that carry the products.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Bill. What are you doing for this weekend for Father's Day?
I am probably going to be doing some grilling out on the patio, and I've already treated the area for mosquitoes, so I think I'm good to go.
His house would be the house that you do want to go to for a barbecue, because you're guaranteed not to get mosquitoes.
That's so true. Thank you so much, Bill. Happy Father's Day weekend, and thank you for being a wonderful sponsor of Better Lawns and Gardens. We certainly appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much. We appreciate the job that you do.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye. And that is summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And you can go on and you can find the products in the box stores and nurseries. You can find it online and on their website, too, as well. You have time to get it before the big event tomorrow. And it is an excellent product, organic, safe for the environment, safe for your pets. You could put it in their water drinking bowl, the mosquito bits, and it will keep the mosquito out of there. Now, if you've got a water bowl outside and it stays stagnant for 3 days, then maybe you don't need a water bowl outside.
Exactly.
So, but you can put it in the bird baths. You know, and so it is safe for birds and also, you know, other little critters. So we thank some Responsible Solutions Studios. After the break, we're going to take your gardening phone calls and text messages, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680 from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Now it's your turn. For all your garden questions, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And we do appreciate our texters. And so to the gentleman or lady who texted and said, Indian Town is west of Stuart, Florida, which is south. There's not another one in North Florida. There may be, but not the one I'm thinking of. And so thank you very much for that location. I always think of FSU as being Indian Town.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. So I always think of it as in North Florida. So, no, I appreciate the correction. Stuart, Florida is there, so I do appreciate that. Jay from Melbourne, He's looking for a low-growing perennial ground cover for an area that gets summer sun and winter shade. And yes, my idea is to put down a sunshine mimosa, which is also called powder puff mimosa. It's Mimosa strigulosa. It is a Florida native ground cover that has a little cute pink, you know, powder puff on top of the leaves, and it covers the ground. It will take partial shade, but I will tell you that it does get it does go a little dormant in the wintertime. So finding something that takes full sun and shade is going to be a little tricky for a ground cover, because usually they're only full sun or they tolerate shade all year round. And when they tolerate full sun in the summertime, they usually, native plants usually go dormant in the winter. So try that Mimosa strigulosa, see if that works for you. And let me know, Jay, how you do. And so then also then Eva in Kissimmee, she says, how do I encourage a patch of land in front of my house that a tree is shading the area and the grass doesn't grow? What do I do? Well, the grass isn't growing for a number of reasons. One, not enough sunlight. You need at least 4 hours of sunlight a day to be able to grow turf. The second reason is all those surface roots of the oak tree is going to be competition for water and nutrients and also space. And so it's going to be a little difficult to grow a ground cover there. You can do Asiatic jasmine around the top. So you can put Asiatic jasmine around the outside of the oak tree. It will grow right along the top and be just fine. Or you can do a Confederate jasmine. Okay, so Confederate jasmine will grow and bloom in that area. And Jay from Melbourne, Confederate jasmine would be a good choice for you too as well, because it grows in full sun or shade. Now, the thing about Confederate jasmine and Asiatic jasmine is you really can't walk through it. So this would be an area that would be, you know, you would want to walk on the outside of it. You don't want to trip or fall or anything like that. But Confederate jasmine would be a good choice for full sun and shade as well. Now, for if you have complete shade underneath your shade tree, you can do a Mondo grass. You can do all kinds of daylilies. Daylilies will bloom underneath there. And so you can do a little garden bed. And again, that's my suggestion. You don't want to mow underneath shade trees, because those surface roots, which are supposed to be at the top, you don't want to cover them with more dirt, okay? They need to breathe, but you can nick them with the lawnmower if you're trying to grow grass there. And that's when you get those little suckers coming up. So, you know, putting turf underneath a shade tree is not recommended around the trunk area. At least come out, you know, 4 to 5 feet. And then you can do a bed on the inside. But your turf, if you do have turf that can tolerate shade, start it out 5 to 6 feet away from the tree and put something else on the inside so you don't have to mow there. Great questions. Want to say hi to Jay in Tallahassee. See, we've had two Jays. There we go.
Now I'm hungry.
Now I'm hungry too. My wife and I now live just a few miles south of Tallahassee. I used to work with Jay at WLBE when I did my gardening show in your backyard for almost 20 years there in Leesburg. So I do appreciate you saying hello. I hope you're enjoying North Florida. And
who doesn't enjoy North Florida? I mean, I love where I'm at. All right, yes. Don't get me wrong, because I love. The beach, whatever.
Sure.
But there's just something about, even though I'm a diehard Gator fan, I still love going through Tallahassee. It's a whole, you get your little mountains, you get a little bit of like a 5-10 temperature difference. It's just.
Oh, they have the springs up there. Yes, I mean, and the rivers.
Fall.
Oh, it's just wonderful. No, yeah. It's lovely. I'm a mountain girl. I love being in the shade, climbing mountains, and doing all that kind of stuff.
But I like having the beach too.
Yes.
And I don't like snow.
And well, see, I don't mind snow as long as it goes away. Here in Florida, our cold weather is here for 3 days. I get to enjoy it. We get to wear sweaters. We go, oh, it's so cold. But then the sun shines the whole time here when we have cold weather. So
True. That
is wonderful. What I don't like about the winter time up north, especially like in Pennsylvania, you know, Illinois, and
Maine,
no sun for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then you can't garden.
I know. That's my thing, is that I'll go up to New England. I'll go in the summertime, enjoy it randomly here and there, and then I'm back. Because whenever they post the 5, 10, 20 foot of snow, I'm just like, no, thank you.
We have somewhere else to go. I do appreciate that. 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in, you just want to text us, 23680. So now Rebecca, and I don't know where she's from, she was wondering if I could help her identify this lettuce. She says, it's the first time I'm trying to grow some vegetables. Good for you. Great start. The seed said it was bib lettuce, but now that it's been growing and I want to cut some, it doesn't look like any kind of lettuce to me. And when I scan it with a plant app, it says that it's prickly lettuce, and I'm scared to eat it now. Okay, Rebecca, so lettuce is a cool season crop, and that we only grow it in the fall and winter time. Once temperatures get above, I would say 75, 80 degrees, you're going to find that lettuce bolts. It flowers. And so this is a common occurrence with, you know, warm temperatures. And so it is bib lettuce, but you just planted it at the wrong time of the year. Okay, so I would just compost your current lettuce plants, start to prepare for your fall gardening in late August. Now's the time to get vegetable seeds, no matter what you want to grow. Start looking for vegetable seeds now, get them ordered, get them delivered, so you can start your vegetable gardening in mid-August. And if you're looking for lettuce varieties that don't bolt so quickly, I'll have those for you right after the break. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solution Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, RAK Homeowner System of battery-powered equipment has a range of tools dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Now just $149.99. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Was $199.99 MSRP. Set includes AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, Ralphie, what a great day to be underwater, eh?
Yeah, check it out. These silly humans think they don't need life jackets.
What do they think they are? Fish? There goes another one.
Fell in the water and...
No life jacket! Ah, I could watch this all day!
If you're not a fish, you've got to wear your life jacket. Hi, this is Shaw Grigsby of One More Cast, asking you to wear it.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Find out more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that... Let's stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Welcome back. Dave and Herb here, and we're talking fresh.
Fresh from Florida, that is. Dave, tell our listeners about the produce that's in season.
There's tomatoes, broccoli, watermelon, frappers, frinich.
Wait, hold it. You're just putting fra in front of produce.
Yeah, as in fresh from Florida.
Produce tastes better when it's grown closer to home. You don't need to make up words.
Really?
Ugh, friends. Visit followfreshfromflorida.com to see what's in season.
Don't you mean dot from?
Ugh, really?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a phone gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let's go to Randy in Lake Mary. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I have a question about moles. My yard, I've transformed it over the last few years into a garden, and I have ornamental plants only. There are plant beds, and then I have mulch pathways in between them. I have a pretty, it's not terrible, but a pretty noticeable mole problem. And I noted tunnels mostly where the mulch plant beds are, but they also do, or the mulch pathways, but they also do get into the plant beds. And often they will dig right around a plant, especially one that I have only planted within the last month or two. I've tried those spikes that emit the ultrasonic vibrations, but they did not work at all. I kept them on continuously for 30 days, and it almost seemed like they attracted the moles. I would find more tunnels close to the spikes than away from the spikes.
Yeah, they don't work.
And in the past, I've tried castor oil sprays, but that only left a bad odor and oily residue on rocks that I use for borders on the plant beds, and I really would rather not do that. So I have essentially two questions. Number one, are they truly harmful, or is there actually some benefit to the moles tunneling in the ground? And number two, if they are harmful, what's the best way to deal with them in your experience?
All right. So I appreciate your efforts. Those poor moles that you're going after, the moles are beneficial. Okay, and I will explain why. So the only reason that you have moles can be just for two different reasons. They do, they are coming after insects and pests in your yard, in the ground, and they are finding food sources for them to eat. And then they also aerate the soil. So unless they're really causing a major problem, I would just leave them alone. And feel free to tamp the hole in. They'll just dig elsewhere. And so once they get rid of all the pests in your yard, then they disappear. So it's only kind of like a temporary issue. But if you have really a severe pest problem in your yard, do you have anything like mole crickets, or do you have earthworms in your soil? What do you have?
Well, I do. I'm not a purist, but I do try to use organic methods in an attempt to help the soil have the healthy bacteria and other things. And it's not like when I dig, I don't find an abundance of earthworms, but I do find them. That's a pretty common occurrence in my yard.
And so they may be coming after that too, so which tells me that you pretty much have a healthy yard. So I would just suggest that you learn to live with them and kind of just make sure that nobody falls into a hole or steps in it, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But they are considered beneficial and not harmful. They're not going to hurt your yard. They're not going to eat your plants.
Well, in the plant beds, when they've tunneled around a new plant, is it better to leave that alone, or should I gently push down to flatten that soil around that new plant with my foot?
Yeah, go ahead and press it down. You know, you're not going to hurt anything. You're not going to hurt the moles. They're just going to that's their job. They just dig. And
well,
so,
you had said a couple of weeks ago you cautioned everybody about stepping in plant beds and crushing the air chambers that needed to be in the soil.
Right. And so, I would not jump up and down and compact the soil, but just pressing it down with your foot very lightly, just to make sure that the roots have good contact with the soil. So that's what I would do is,
okay, so I'm
not afraid of moles, and I don't worry about them, and they are what they are.
Well, as always, you've been extremely helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much for not just this call, but listening to your show. The advice and the entertainment factor together really make your show a lot of fun to listen to. So thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
To the area and to all of us trying to enjoy the outdoors.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Randy. You can call back anytime.
All right, Teresa. You and Lizzie have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Take care. Let's go to Steve in Winter Park. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. That was some testimonial you got from the mold master.
I know. Listen to that, right?
Yeah. I hope you
took tips. You wrote some things down.
For years, we had a very large place in Tuscaloosa, and our solution to the mold problem was that we owned a little rat terrier. And so I think he collected bounties for that. But
that will do it.
My question is, I inherited a small little citronella plant. It's still in the planter's pot, probably about a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
I want to arrange this in some way to have it as a plant on our porch. So what should I do in the future and how large will it grow?
It could get to be 3 to 4 feet tall and wide, you know, after a few seasons. So especially if it's happy, you're taking care of it correctly. So it does like a little bit of sun. So when you're on the patio, make sure it's getting as much sunlight as possible. You know, even a southwest sun would be fine. You can put it in a large pot. I would say, you know, just a regular, you know, 5 gallon pot, and it'll stay there forever.
Okay, that sounds good. And as far as the put some fresh new potting soil in and fertilize and water frequently, or how long should I go between
watering? Stick your finger in the pot. If the soil is cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water. It's not something that takes a lot of water. Okay, so I would say during the summertime with the heat, if it's on the patio, make sure it gets watered about once every 2 weeks. And in the wintertime, I would say probably once a month.
Okay, and again, you said it could grow to what height?
3 to 4 feet.
Okay, oh, that's good. That's good. This is a ledge to chase the mosquitoes away, is that correct?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so to chase the mosquitoes away, how citronella works is that they cut up the plant and they blend it into a liquid, and the liquid is what chases the citronella away, the scent. If it's just growing on your patio, it's not going to do too much.
Well, maybe I should grind that up and make something I could just make a liquid beverage out of.
Well, I wouldn't drink it. Do not drink it, but you can. I would say if it gets nice and bushy, that you could cut, you know, just trim it back a little bit and take your clippings and throw it into a blender with some water, and then you can mix that and spray it around your yard. You could do that.
Okay, well, that sounds like quite an event to look forward to. I appreciate your show. You did a great job. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Happy Father's Day. I appreciate
thank you
calling.
Thank you so much, yes.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And so, let's see.
Yes, please don't be eating citronella.
No.
That was funny, though. But yeah,
it is.
And I was joking.
1-888-455-2967. Let me just remind everybody, if you'd like to know more about National Pollinator Week, you can go to the Florida Wildflower Foundation, and that's flawildflower.org. And then also to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. You know, if you're having an event tomorrow, you can run out to the store, you know, go to the hardware stores or the box stores, and you can get the mosquito bits and dunks, but the year-round oil spray too as well for your Asian cycad scale. And then also to the mosquito and gnat barrier spray. And you can get that and spray. Make sure you do around the barriers and go around and keep checking your yard. After today's rain and tomorrow's rain throughout the state of Florida, everybody should be going around their yard and emptying all the containers of water. You know, rake out your mulch a little bit, just turn it over, which you should be doing anyway, just, you know, constantly turning that mulch over every few months, and so that you don't have that liquid sitting there, especially after rain. But then also, too, this is the time of the year, if you have not cut your azaleas, your camellias, and your hydrangeas, and they need cutting back, this is the month to do it. After this month, they will start putting on blooms for next year. And so that's important. I want to talk, and I don't have time. We're going to end the show. We got 1 minute there. Thank you so much, Lizzie. I appreciate it. Your efforts. You're just wonderful.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate our listeners. You guys rock. You guys make the show. I'm telling you what. Make sure you guys go to WFLAOrlando.com and check out the podcast, the contest. You can enter daily for those contests and try to win tickets.
There you go. Thank you to CJ McCartney and also Bill Stengel with Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Appreciate it. We're going to be back next week. We're here every week from Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then you can hear us on all your podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear it. But on iHeartRadio, you can find us and download us each week. And you can even it'll let you know when it has been posted.
That's right.
And we can do that.
Go to our Facebook page, too.
Our Facebook page. Please go to our Facebook page. That's so true. And like our page. We would love that. If you send me a gardening question, I will get to it. I've got several that we didn't get to today. I'll talk about it next week. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.